And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I talk for a living.
Yes, you do. Mm.
I do. Either here with you guys or sometimes on the football during the football season. So it's not often that I'm left speechless. But recently, going back about a week ago, one of my children. Now I'm going to be really careful here not to name names.
That's
because,
good. You can be vague.
We're talking about kids, and it's one of my kids' friends.
Mm. Okay, sure.
Came over to for a sleepover. A terrific kid, fantastic kid. Got like one of those kids who's just got that little bit of spunk, cheeky, but in a really good way.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
So he's over, having a great old time. Anyway, just in a quiet moment, he comes up and he goes, "Hey, Cameron."
Oh, he calls you Cameron.
Yeah, he calls me Cameron.
Yeah.
Kids these days.
Yeah. No, Mr. Ling. No, Mr. Ling. No.
Mr. Ling's my dad.
Hey, Cameron. Who makes more money out of you and Nicole?
Oh, what? Kids, mate. No filter, hey?
Oh.
What do you say to that?
So hang on. Did he beeline, as in tell whichever son it was, say, "Hey, hang on a second. Oi, Cameron."
No. He kind of just drifted away. I think my son, who was his friend, was just playing sort of just off a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was just chilling. I think maybe they'd just eaten a snack or something like that.
Mm.
And he was looking around your house and finishes. And
he was really genuine.
Staff standing in the corner, not speaking, not making eye contact, waiting to be called upon.
Yeah. And it was just the real... "Hey, Cameron, who makes more money out of you and Nicole?"
It's like it's just occurred to him and he's just banged straight out with it.
Yeah. I went with, Nicole does a hell of a lot more work than I do.
Good answer.
Yeah, beautifully handled.
He didn't accept that answer.
Oh.
But in terms of sort of gross versus net, is that what he is?
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, but which one of you makes more?" I don't know. I'd have to add it. I'd have to speak to my
accountant.
Yeah, and I just fumbled over my words, and I was quite shocked. So, anyway, I handled it. Mm-hmm. I stayed quite calm, and I don't think I gave him an answer, but I moved on with it. About half an hour later. Now, we do have a swimming pool at our house.
Yes. That's okay. A lot of people have swimming pools.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Some have Olympic size lap.
Some have a guy
plunge.
Some have a guy called Miguel who comes and wears very, very tight speedos.
That's fine. We don't judge you.
I knew I was opening myself up for that one.
That felt good.
The kids have then jumped in the pool because it's got a little bit later in the day. It's warmed up. Anyway, same kid jumps out of the pool, comes over. I think we had some snacks and that on the table by the pool.
Mm.
How much did the pool set you back?
Amazing.
He actually said the words, set you back.
Okay. Do you think that the parents maybe set this kid in incognito?
I don't know if he got sent incognito, but I was just like, so what conversations are you having with your parents right
now? Yeah. Like, I wonder what, Lingy's on.
Or do you think that he's looking towards the future, realises he'll never be able to own a home by the time he's 30.
Yeah, true.
And he's looking to invest now and see what money he can put away in his early years.
Yeah, see, that's what I took it as. It was an innocent question from a kid, but also just an inquisitive kid who's started thinking, well, I'm going to have to find a job that pays this amount to do this.
Yeah. And
so I was giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I just had my moment of what conversations are going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, I mean, when you're thinking like bungalow, heated, like a bar, like a swim-up bar that serves canapes, like how much is that going to put you back?
Oh, ma'am, don't ask me. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah. Lingy, how much would that set you back? And can we come over?
I knew I was opening myself up.
We'll never
and
see.
And no, you can't come over. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Tasty treats coming your way at some stage, Loggy.
Oh. It never ends. Just let it go. It's been done. I eat Greek yogurt by itself.
Yep.
And we've got a better, more cost-effective way for you to flavour that Greek yogurt. Instead of using trail mix, we've suggested Trill, the bird seed.
So we just thought, is it possible for humans to eat it? Because it is cheaper, and turns out it is. Well, we think so anyway.
Oh, that's great. I feel, yeah, very, that's good.
We want to do our homework. We want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by you.
Let's get an expert.
Are we going to do it? Are we really going to do it?
Yeah, we're going to do it. So I said I've got the tech department on board and I've got petty cash in my pocket ready to go.
I didn't think we were really going
to
do
it. We need to talk to someone who sort of knows a bit more about it. So
a doctor?
I thought let's call a pet shop.
Dr. Long City, this is Maya.
Hi Maya, it's Tom Lingy and Loggy calling from the Carrock Breakfast Show. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good, thank you. We have a question about bird seed and we were wondering if you'd be able to answer it for us, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so the boys are trying to get me to eat trail instead of trail mix in my yogurt, because they think that it's cheaper and more economical for me to buy bird seed and put it in my yogurt. Do you know if anyone comes to the pet store and buys trill for human consumption?
Not that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, see, boys? Not a thing.
What, if you can I just get a... just like, you can buy them in the big bulk bags, can't you?
Yeah, usually.
Okay. If we were to feed a little bit of that to Loggy, like, she'd be okay, wouldn't she?
Well, look, she might not enjoy it.
That's irrelevant.
What about if it wasn't a big bag? What if it was a sort of a bell-shaped with a bit of honey through it and hanging from the ceiling and she was just nibbling it during the show? Do you think that'd be all right?
Well, it'd be nice and crunchy.
Yep, okay.
You're supposed to back me, girl. What are you doing?
I mean, you probably will enjoy something different instead.
Yes, thank you.
Something that wasn't bird.
Something that wasn't bird related.
Or pet food.
Yeah, pet food.
Yeah, something made for humans.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
And finally, can you let us know in terms of range there at Petstock on Fine Street? Do you have the bells?
Yes.
Great.
And the sticks.
And the sticks as well.
So if she has this, could we also maybe like get her a little like toy or like a little treat, just
a little
to keep
mirror, a little mirror to put on her microphone?
Sure. Yeah, if she wants one.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't. That's
and a piece of cuttlefish, I reckon. Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, we'll pop down there shortly. If you could just put that stuff aside, we're going to come and say g'day. We'll grab that and then we're going to make her eat it all on the show tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's act.
Now.
Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's
I Feel Seen
on KROQ and Action.
You two are so cute. You just look at each other giggly. A little bit of nerves, but that's okay. This is what you've trained for. Two actors come together with one script, acting it out the best they can. And the reason why? Well, I have to guess what the movie is. And if I do, I win the game. And if I don't, well, we move on and keep playing anyway, week after week after week. It's called I Feel Seen. At the end of your acting, you will say, and scene, so that I know the scene is over and don't continue living life like this.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you'll know the scene's over.
Okay. You're ready, boys?
Well, you'll be fine, okay?
Okay, I'm fine.
I know you...
Is there an accent involved?
No.
Okay.
Well...
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, ready, here we go.
My stomach is talking.
Mine too. I wonder what this tastes like.
Ah! The tree is talking.
No, it isn't.
You should not eat talking trees. Nope.
Ah!
Who are you, huh?
My name Petrie.
And scene.
Okay, I had no idea. I was like that movie that Johnny Depp was in Las Vegas, where he was just not.
Fear and Loathing.
Yeah, that one. It's not that. You said Petrie though, which makes me feel like it's Land Before Time.
Yeah!
You should not eat talking trees.
Who are you?
Huh? My name Petrie.
Ah, you did such a good job.
Well done.
And thanks for putting in Petrie. Otherwise, I would have had no idea.
Yeah, win a sound effect for you.
That was great.
We were not Johnny Depp on acid.
Okay,
just so
good.
You know.
Very, very, very different. Much the opposite. thinking about that movie, though, Land Before Time, absolute classic. Sort of the Bambi of our generation, would you?
Oh, my God. I can't
agree?
Even think about it. I don't even want to think about it right now.
With his mum and stuff? Spoiler alert.
Stop it. Oh.
Do you get a little bit emotional with it?
A little bit emotional.
Do you remember the puppets from Pizza Hut? The rubber?
Yes, yeah, the rubber ones.
Yeah, I used to get them. We collect the whole set.
Oh, we are
good
so
times.
Old.
Good times.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Do you know what would be really good, Tom?
What?
When you just say you and Carly go to the beach this weekend, you've left the kids at home with your mum and you're just like, yeah, we've got no park. Oh, here's some parent parking at the dunes at Ocean Grove and no one's in there because they've left it open for the parents. I'll just sneak in here because I've got a baby on board sign but no kids. Is that cool?
Man, I'm doing my time as a parent, and so one of the few benefits of being a parent is that I get
the free parking.
Express parking.
Yes.
But this is the segment of the show we call, I've just recently named, Tom's a Jerk.
Tom's a Jerk.
No, there's
got to
be.
You park in parking spaces for parents when you don't have the kids in the car.
Because I am a parent and, yeah, I do have a pram in the car and also a baby on board sort of sign in the back window. So I'm ticking all the boxes, guys.
You're faking it and that's good.
I'm going to tell my mum and dad they can now park in those spots because Tom said, even though their kids are 45, 41 and whatever my sister is, I should know the answer.
Good older brother there, Cam.
Whack a baby on board sign in the back window and she'll be right. No one will question it.
Let's see if people do question it. Ruth from Ocean Grove, do you think Tom's a jerk?
No, that's not the question.
Morning, guys. No, I don't think Tom's a jerk.
Okay.
So you...
Sorry?
No, you would park like Tom does without the kids in a park in parent parking?
When my kids were smaller, who are now 17 and 19, people used to park in them all the time. They're no different to another parking space. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it is not lawful to park in the parent parking as opposed to it is lawful to park in a disabled parking.
Yeah, you can't be fined if you're not a parent parking in the parent parking. Yeah, right.
Yes,
right.
I know, but it's the moral compass that each of us hold.
It is the moral compass, but I'm with Tom here. I have actually parked in a children's parking before when I need to run in and run out of somewhere.
Yeah, and you're a wonderful person, Ruth. Get that woman a prize.
Well, I'm shocked that we've got one person supporting Tom.
I think you guys might be shocked just in general, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Surely we don't end up with two.
See, Lloyd,
put your chin away.
Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, are you going to make it two on Tom's side here or are you with Log and I?
Would you be shocked if I told you it was two?
Really?
Oh, Lloyd, you're parking in parent parking.
Look, I have to back my brother here on this one because I feel the same as him. I've got a 6 and 7 year old, and I do agree. When it's busy, I wouldn't steal it because there are more parents that are more in need than what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 times out of 10, when it's not busy, like the last lady said, I would just go. If I got to go in quickly, I'll take that park, go in and out, and then. You know, I'm not holding up anyone at the same time. So.
See, Lloyd.
And they provide nearly 50 parks for you to go in there anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
They've got more than enough for the other parents.
Lloyd, as a parent... You know, it's so vital the time that you spend with your child. So if you don't have your child with you in the car, then you're obviously needing to get back to that child quite quickly. So that's why you should be able to get in there and get out. Am I right?
Well, as a parent, we're a lost little lamb without them, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, spare me. I love how the motto of these parkers are just pop it in quickly. If you say that, it alleviates any of the guilt. Is that right, Kim from Bell Post Hill?
Tom's a jerk.
Yes! Come on, Jim.
That's what we want.
I spoke to you all fair.
It's just kind of like more of a respect thing. Leave it for those that need it.
Thank you.
But yes. I do need it.
Are you a parent, Kim?
No, you don't. Sorry?
Are you a parent? Do you use these parks?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever used it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you don't need it.
I do.
So, well, tell me this, Kim. What about if I've
found parks that are close enough for me that I don't need to take it for those that have got multiple children when I've only got one.
Oh, okay. What about if I get the pram out and use that to carry my shopping?
Is that better?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.